Zahar, and the Chacham is Aleph. Ochla Ksus, we read in the Mishnah, Kulu. We read in the Mishnah, Hashem Nebet Rachel Saloyma, we pray me with Shalom. Ochla Ksus, I came in, and then the Mishnah continues, Bame divulging and ruling, the Shusamistic, Abu Shusanatin, Porto. So the Gemara is calling Ashaila, the Chubu and the Bame divulging and ruling. Aha, and what is this going on? We hear here to a locus that Lechel of Savoyimo, you pay Nezik Shomim. Sus Vekalim, you pay Chatsi Nezik. Then the Mishnah is Messiah. That is Vatke, Bershus HaNizik. But Bershus HaRabim, you're Potter. So on which case is this going on? Oma Rav Akugu. It's going on all the previous cases. My time. Now, the Shaila is, why is it going on Ochla Ksus V'Kalim? Ochla Ksus V'Kalim is Kerem. Kerem is Chayim B'Shus HaRabim. So why is the Mishnah telling us that B'Shus HaRabim is a Potter Achilu on Ksus V'Kalim? So the Gemara says, Kol HaMishane, Uba'achel v'shina bo'i pota. If the Nizik was a Mishane, and then because of this Shinui, the Mazik bo'achel v'shina bo'i pota. Now let us first see Rashi. Kol ha-Mishane, Akulu, the previous Rashi, ha-Diktoni. Masnissen b'shus harabim ture akulokoi, and all the cases. Vafilu aksus v'keilim, v'shiniyu v'telda v'keilim, hafalkiken it is potter b'shus harabim. Why? Kol ha-mishanem, kigoyim zeh sheniyach psusoi v'keilov b'shus harabim. He left the psus and keilim b'shus harabim, Ubo achel v'shina boi kigoyin zu she'och losa. So kol ha-mishane bo achel v'shina boi is potter. So I'd like to say over the lotion of the Chazaynish. Chazaynish says, what is pshat in this memre, kol ha-mishane bo achel v'shina boi potter? Zifte Chazaynish ein tsugas nizikin. There's no chiyuv of tashlumin nizikin. Is man shehanizik moishech olov es hanizik. So if the nizik is the sibir, the nizik is instigating the mazik, and because of the actions of the nizik, that is why the mazik did what the mazik did. Is Potter, Vizuk Tu, Kemoy Shar Hilchis Mezitu. Kemoy Shem Beregel Bishus Arab, Shem Beregel Bishus Arab is Potter. So this is also up to. The Nechliku Amoiroim Bigbul Hashinui, She Yotso Mimine Ka'ilom Laham Shekhova Bezanet. Now we're going to have an Asugya Machloikis. How Mishume does the actions of the Nizik have to be to instigate the Mazik to do what the Mazik did? That means he's frustrating the Mazik, he's angering the Mazik by leaving this in the Rishus HaRav. So Rav holds that Ksus V'Kalim, a Rishus HaRav is a place where a behemoth walks freely. Now, putting barriers into the shusarach, putting your coat there and putting other things there or tailing there, this instigates the behemoth. I have to walk around now. So this angers the behemoth, and the behemoth will make sure that, no, I'm going to walk straight. What is the sister Kalem? I'll not the sister Kalem. So Mamela, so therefore, there's a tool of Kalem Mishan of Wach and Mishan of Wach. So Mamela, so that's what Rav holds. So if the Shus HaRabim, he's a Mishanah, by putting this down in the middle of a public thoroughfare, and the behemoth does not wants to go a straight line, it doesn't want to go in and out because of this person's wings, so that instigates the behemoth to eat it up. So therefore, your potter, that's what Rav holds. Ushmul omar, no, that's not shot in the Mishnah. Putting Ksus V'Kelim down in the Rishus HaRachim is not a Mishaneh which could instigate the behemoth to be mounted. So therefore, Shmuel and Pshat in the Mishnah, Lashon El Peres V'Yirok, is that what it says? Rishus HaRachim Yapoter is by Peres V'Yirok, because it changed Rishus HaRachim. Avot Ksus V'Kelim Chayech. According to all the previous cases of the Mishnah. V'chein omar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish holds like Rav, Akulu, that it's going on all cases. Aksus V'keilim, B'shus Rav, he also potter, because Al-Tadin of Kala Mishana, V'achar Rishina, V'oz do Reish Lakish L'tame, the omar Reish Lakish, Stay poris b'shus haram. You have two poris in the middle of the shus haram. Achas rebutzo v'achas malachas. One poris beside in the middle of the shus haram is going to lay down. What's going to lay down now? Now the second poris sees that the first poris is laying down. Achas b'shayim kamayu. I should walk all around now. You think it's so easy to walk around? So the second poter is bought on Malachas Perevus. He gives it a kick. I'll show you. It is laid down in the middle of the Shus HaRam. It's Ptura. So Reish Lakish says, you're poter. The Revus is a Mishaneh. And that instigated the Malachas to kick it. Revus be Malachas. Now what happens? The Revus is Nishkiman Kalemelet. So the Revus gives it back a kick. Is chayeves, the rebuts is chay, the rebuts is kevin, but shus haram. But Rabbi Yechanin Oma, lo yishonu ala peiris v'yirokit. Rabbi Yechanin is chaylik an Reish Lakish. And he holds that pshat, the Mishnah is your potter b'shus haram by peiris v'yirokit. Avol ksus v'keilim chayeves, ksus v'keilim yechay. There's more that's called a shini. Like the Gemara, Leimer, Rabbi Yochanan, lastly, the Reish Lakish, Akulu B'shtei Poris. I mean, the whole concept of Kol HaMishane, Rabbi Yochanan does not hold up. The Gemara says, Lo'oi Lom Islo. Potam Aletus Be'Revutze, that's even Kol HaMishane. Of a ksus of the inshi demam chigli me mitchvi. Sometimes a person that wants to rest, he takes off his jacket, he takes off his coat, he puts it, there's no hangers in the middle of the shus haram. So memele, he puts it down there, o mitchvi, that's on the shus haram. This is a normal procedure. So memele, a behemi should be logged. That's how you walk in the Rishus HaRam. You walk around the obstacle. I will behame a lavucha. Behame to be a rebutza. That's the Rabbi Yechon is also made the at Kol HaMishane Bo'acha Bishunah Bo'o Bishunah. Bo'ato הנכס ברבוצו פטור, אך על גב זה בשוס הרם חייבת. אם דוקן הנסחי בשוס הרם, הוכי פטור. בכל המשנה, כגוין זו שרוצו בשוס הרם, בו אחר, מתפחי, או אם דמובו, שזה זוכי, a normal procedure. People rest in the middle of the Shusarabim and they take off the begotten. We put it down on the Shusarabim. This is Lavuch. But let us see Taisvis. Va'oz do Reish Lakish l'tame. Tavayu tzlichim. So Reish Lakish said two memories. One memory Reish Lakish said, Ksus v'keilim is kolamishanem. And then he said, Bota Malachas Balabutz is also Kola Mishan. So why does he have to tell us two cases? So they says Tavayi Tzrikhe. Hach Dohoche Tzrikhe, this Memre, Bexus Vekelem is called Kola Mishan, Lene Mixus of the Inchidamon Chigli Memitvachi. That I have to say, because we see there is a difference of opinion if that's called Kol HaMishane. Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel holds that's not called Kol HaMishane. Vahi the base polis. I swear to tell me base polis. Base polis is doch posh. Bota the vutsu bema. Bota malachas be the vutsu doch posh. Take bota the vutsu bema lechas chayevet. Because there's keren. Ho husko Tula. What happens if the Malachas tripped over the Rebutze? So then the Baal of the Rebutze is potter. The Daik Lakama Pepeh Kameniyach. The Boilei Liskuye Beidoch Gisa. That means as follows. Let's say the Rishus HaRabim was 15 Amos wide, and a behemoth is, let's say a behemoth that's right in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim in the Chmeis is 4 Amos, 5 Amos, and this behemoth was walking along, and it saw the other behemoth in front of it. It wasn't angry, but it decided, I won't kick it, but I should walk around it. He walked over and he tripped and he fell. So Memele, so the Chiddush is, but that's not called a boil. That's not called a boil b'shus haram, because there was place for you to go. If there's no place for you to go, then be a boil b'shus haram, but there's place for you to go. So I had a shtikel ha'ore, l'chayre, there's a lumbus over here. It's not called a boil, because you should have walked around. And you walk over it, you want to walk over the boots, you trip, so it's Iyudazikanashe. But what if you have a narrow Rishus HaRabim and it trips over, then that could be high. We had it with your mother before, not your testament name. But if a Talmud girl brought a Dli and into the Rishus HaRabim, Dli Shel Hefke, and a person tripped over the Dli, so the Gemara says the Baal HaTalmud Geul is potter, but because ki yiche ish boir v'lo yisher boir. The chiyuv of boir is, if a person makes a boir, he's achroi al maise boir. If my momin makes a boir, my sher makes a boir, I'm potter. Ish boir v'lo yisher boir. So l'chayre, so why, if without this Taina of the boyle l'skuye bidach ise, vayistoyis the baal hasher would be chayiv alt boyer. The huska would be chayiv alt boyer. I l'chayret ish boyer v'loy sher boyer. So why am I chayiv? So the Chazon Ish says, right on the Chlamet Beis, he says as follows, v'hi heichi the tzorech l'shoimrei l'shoirei. Just like the Baal Hashoyer is mechuyev to watch his sheret. He has a keren, it should be mazik bekeren, it shouldn't be mazik v'shem v'regu. Sorech l'shem roi shelo yilbat b'shus harabim, v'yayose b'yayose b'yayose. That means this is a normal procedure, a behemoth in the middle of a Rishus HaRabim. It does not need signs, it says no parking. The behemoth in the middle of Rishus HaRabim decides to lie down, to lie down in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. It's a double shriah, a levitza of a behemoth. And therefore, the behemoth could very readily become a takola. So there's a chiyuv on the bialim to watch your sheret, just like I'm good to watch, it shouldn't eat, it shouldn't be nageh, it shouldn't become a bird. Ish bayal b'loy, so that's my responsibility to watch my behemoth. My behemoth has different parts. You find them how to be mazik. It could be mazik b'shay, it could be mazik b'rego, it could be mazik b'kev, it could be mazik al-kabayin also. This is also a possible. You have to make sure your behemoth should not be mazik through the vitsa to be being a bayal also. Each bayal b'loy shayal b'loy, it's talking about another case, that my shayal made a different bayal. That's talking about my tarnagel took as the little shall have good. And by town to go, put that lil in the Rishus HaRabim, and someone shipped over that lil. Oh. So this is, chat is, the Baal HaVoyer is the town to go over here. I'm not achroi if my town to go made a voyer. But I'm achroi to see that my behemoth should not become a voyer. As this is the Chazinich. We had in the Mishnah further, Vimnenis Mishalemes Mashenemes. Here I know. We just said before, Bershus HaRabim, if the behemoth ate Bershus HaRabim, it's potter. But Vimnenis, and here I know from the Achille, Mishalemes Mashenemes. Kek Mishalemes Mashenemes, Ochlo Mitoy Chalchov, Mishalemes Mashenemes. Behemah ate mitoy chalchov in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim is a din tashlumim mashenem. Vikamo. Now, how much do you pay? Rabba Omar Demei Omer. So Rabba said, you pay not, I don't look at the content of what was eaten. That means, for, let's see, for, let's elaborate. Let's say there was Soirim Bershus HaRabim, which Soirim is a Machol Chamoirim, but Soirim is a very kosher meal for a Chamoir. I can get away, I don't have to give it such nutritious meals, and I could give it a Teven, which is much cheaper. So now, there was Soirim in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim. My Chamoir had a Yotet. Soirim was very hush, it was good, it was. Taka Machu Behemis, Ebbis Gigesen, something, so now, so, out the din of the Mazik of Shame, it's Potter. Rishus HaRabim, Shame is Potter, be it as they are from the labor Rishus HaRabim. But Al Koponim, there's a new taina. There's a taina that the nizik approaches the mazik and says, will you give your behemoth today a meal? He says, no, it's full. Shkayach. So he says, no. So it comes out, you're being nene from my money. That means you're saving yourself money because you're nene from my money. So there's a tviya of mamoini gaboch. That means you're fashpoing yourself a meal through my mama. The zechiyah of mashenem is the zechiyah of mameini gabor. So you have to pay, right? You were nene. So he says, fine, I'll pay, but I don't have to pay for soirem. If I fashpoed a meal, I don't have to give her a meal. Now normally the meal is an omer shel tevet. So that I say, I'll give you an omer shel tevet. whatever number shall tell is worth, that's how much I'll give you. But even though your Sa'idim is worth much more, there's no more money, I'm not deriving any benefit from your Sa'idim. I don't have to give my Ba'im a Sa'idim. So that's all about Masha and then is she pay? That's what the Rabbi said. Rabbi Omar, the May Sa'idim Bezoid. You pay the May Sa'idim Bezoid. So, L'chayre, the Svara of Rabbi is, Rabbi is going with a Svara. Rabbi, the May Sa'idim Bezoid means, you give Sa'idim, you pay him 2/3 of the market value, which is a bargain. 2/3 of the market value. So, the Emerson, Pshat and Rabbi is like this. That means, you derive benefit from Sa'idim. I mean, Sa'idim is more nutritious, the paying is more satisfied. Normally, you don't invest Sa'idim because Sa'idim is expensive. So, the Mela, I'm shaking everything. Look, the pay more work better, but the pay for Sa'idim, I'm not up to that. Fine. So, therefore, that's why I give it a number. But what would be if there'd be a wild sale for Sa'idim, a third off the market price, was to give up and get kind of Sa'idim. You also benefit from Sa'idim. Lemaise, you got the bay made Sa'idim now. Today she's gonna work back, mit it ain't Sa'idim. So Mamela, so you're deriving benefit. And so there's a tvia mamoini gabor and Sa'idim bezoil. So there's an umdene that that's the svara of Rabba. Rabba doesn't hold like that. You can't be mighty moment with such an umdene. But Rabba holds there's an umdene he zicher would have invested in Sa'idim bezoil to give his behemoth because of the benefits he will derive from Sa'idim bezoil, is therefore you pay Sa'idim bezoil. Tanya kevosei de Rabbe, Tanya kevosei de Rabbe. Shehira baraisa like Rabbe, baraisa like Rabbe. Tanya kevosei de Rabbe. Dab Shimin ben Yehoi Oymer, Eina Mishalemis, Elod Mei Omer Bovat. You pay for an Omer. I don't reckon with this Yisrael benefit he received as it ain't Tzoyre. The Mamayni Kaboch is a meal. I give my behemoth a meal. Tanya Kibosi the Rabbi, Imnenis, Shalemis, Mashenenis, Keitza, Ochlo, Kav, Oikabai, Ein Oimrim, Tashlem, Deme. I don't say pay for the Kav, Oikabai, how much it's worth. We're oimed, come on the mreitzalachel, the behemte dover roilo, afo pi sheine rogu. Before we go further, let us see Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Demei Omer, Shim Ochlo Sa'irim, Kidei Sviyoso. She got that from Sa'irim. In the Mishalim Loi, Ela Domim, Shoho Yitzoch Litein, Bekashin, Betavim Lachil. The Omer Lei, Yevshi Lachil Sa'irim, I don't want to give her Sa'irim. Ela Kashin, Betavim. And Rava says, Mei Sa'irim Bezoil, Kipi, Shoho Yitzoch, Likach Sa'idim Lemachover. We'll come back to these first words of Rashi. Imo Yeroitza Lachilo Sa'idim. Bula Yitain Loi Kishar Shevashuk. He doesn't give him the market value. Bil Me'il Lemachilo Sa'idim. Ela Bezel Yitain. He doesn't have to give the market value, but he gives it at a cheaper price. Brine bepeg mishemeis kol zuzo choshiv Ba'alba donkey, that means a donkey is a moor. There are six mois in a zuz. So every zuz, I take off a third, and I make kilo with four mois. I'm the shneishli shiadom. She gives two-thirds of the value. Ah, alpi she'enei rogil la'achilo sa'id. Even though normally he doesn't give her sa'id. Ela omer. Normally he gives her sa'id. Mishalim lo'i demei sa'idim. Kifi ma sha'odam achel rogil litain le'ben. What another person gives to behemet. Now, the Mukyasev deal is, and the Rishash wants to be Geiris and Rashi, Loika, Loika Bai. Now, if we're Geiris Loika, or Loika Bai, that means a Majadikizah. Well, let's just understand what happened over here. This behemoth, it says how much the behemoth ate. Och lo ka, Loika Bai. This behemoth had a yomtev over here. And there was a Kabayim of Seirim. Who, what? So, I feel you're saying, I fast followed the mold side. And the meal of Sairim is more nutritious. It's more satisfying. So, the male, I gained. Fine. That's, I'll pay how much a meal, a normal meal of a daim is a chatzikav. I'll pay you a chatzikav of soyim. Loikav. The loikabayim. That what the behemoth indulged in had a kabayim of soyim. That is not in mashenemis. I gained a meal from this achila, and I gained a nutritious meal from this achila, so I'll, and that Anan Sade Ezicha would have invested in a chatzikav of Seidim at a third the market price. I'll pay you a chatzikav. More of that I won't pay you. That's how the Rishash wants to be guided. And that's the beginning of Rashi. The May Seirim Bezoil. Rashi says, Kifi shohoyo tzorich likak soirim lemacholo imoye roitze lachilo soirim. So hey, leitani kashashe bishuk. So what is the first two lines of Rashi? The may soirim bezoil, kifi how much he would have to purchase if he wanted to give a soirim. So l'chayla that the kfi means kamo. Kamo, sh'ol yitzok lika shem l'machom v'roi tzol achil l'soyrim. So you don't pay kamo kabayi. That's l'chayla pshat. I mean l'chayla, I think that's pshat in Rashi. The Rishash is, the way we hear the Na Rashi is a grai. And let us just see the Rishash for 1 minute. Elohim dim kama odom. We gave you a whole Megillah over here. There's a lot of words here. Elohim dim kama odom loitzu lahachil lebehemtoi tova haroilo apo pishen eroku. It says a whole Megillah over here. So the Rishash is as follows. Kamo odom nire beze osila fuke kamo odom dim ochlo kabay kabay neine mishal marakibi shederech odom lahachil lebehentai im hatzika oi poches kamo. The first thing is the you look how much a person gives a behema, not how much this behema indulged in. Berashi Torseifa, the Tzorech Lagia, will loikav eikabai. Chenimun Vikiyasa. Dovo, that's halacha number one. Dovo ha-roila rosalayma bezeh. Dim-ochlo dovo ha-me'ula bedomim. Einim isham rak ba-dovo ha-roila. Geitzoinim lechamoy ve-kashinim leporo. That means if it would have extra fancy barley, and which it doesn't need it at all, but you take a third of that, it's still very expensive. No, something it needs. If it's more expensive, if there's no need for it, it's a double maula, but there's no need for this, so this bechlal doesn't go into the head. The third So that's the three. It's saying the Baraisa is telling us three halachas. Kama adam roitzela achle bemta is in kamos. Dovo haroila is in eches. Something that it's roi, it's beneficial for the bema. That's not a roi. You have a dovo ma'ule, which there's no need for this whatsoever. Ava pishen erogel, even though he never gives his behema an amir, So that doesn't mean anything. You're deriving benefit from the omir, from the seidim, and you appreciate it, and there's a tviya mamayni gavoch on seidim, and that would you never give it to seidim because it's too expensive. But there's a tviya mamayni gavoch on seidim. Lefichoch, now let's go further in the baraisa, or the mother says that, lefichoch, since this baraisa set up a whole megillah, Kama adam roitzelach lebemta dovo haroilo. It says you need dovo haroilo. Leficha ochlo chitin ay dovo haroilo ptura. Great chitim a dovo haroilo potter. Now what is pshat over here? Leficha kivin de misharinen bedovo haroilo. Since we are Mishaya b'dovo haroilo, ochlo chitim by kol dovo haroilo, the leinen is p'tura b'shusara, ben yepotu b'shusara. So that's the chmir, the pshat dovo haroilo, that what it says, dovo haroilo p'tura b'shusara, means, that's the chmir, it's raw, health-wise, that means it tasted delicious. The behemoth had mamish, it enjoyed it very much, the meal, and the behemoth was sick for the next 2 days. So the mele, there's no chiyuv of mashinenis, because the chiyuv of mashinenis is dovo haroilo. Something what is loy for the behemoth to eat. The behemoth enjoys a cheesecake, whatever it is, but it's not loy law, and it gets sick from it. So my meal then I'm put out to pay. And Fakir Tateres Chaim says that's why the Rufichuk was set on the Barais and not on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mishalem is Mashenem is. Doesn't say anything. Mishlemes mashenemis. The Tetelus Chaim Mishlemes mashenemis could mean Hanoas Hachech. If it had Hanoas, if it had cheesecake and then enjoy cheesecake, you have to pay for that. So therefore, the Lefichoch was set on the Baraisa. The Baraisa is Dovo Horoilo. The mashenemis is that this is loy for the behemoth to get such a meal. It's worth paying for such a meal. So therefore, if it's for such a commodity, you'll pay for it. But if it's low, even though the baby enjoys it immensely, There's no tashlumim of mashenenis, because I didn't derive any benefit from this achile, katzit, for 2 days afterwards, for sabbath. There's a very interesting machlokes between the Yamshel Shloime and the Nachlas Dovid. Very interesting machlokes. Let us say, for example, the correct amount of food for a chamor to eat is, let's say, a quarter of a cup of soil. That's a normal meal, a quarter of a cup of soil. This chamor went, and there was 2 kabim of soil, and it ate up to 2 kabim, and it overindulged. Sick? Now it's sick. It overindulges. Is there a chiyuv tashlum mashenes? That means the baal asoyim comes to him and says, you know, you behema ate up my soyim, pay mashenes. Mashenes, I should pay. I lost my baby got sick because of it. Where's the mashen and this is the Yamshel Shloime? So the Yamshel Shloime says as follows. The Yamshel Shloime says like this. Well, the baby ate 2 kabin, first they ate a quarter of a cup. So after they ate a quarter of a cup, there's a chiv. A quarter of a cup is a chiv mashen and a maini gabor. So so you bechuyif to pay, thus many given. Later it ate 1 3/4 more carbon, and it got sick from that. Not pashtaita on that. You don't have to pay, but for a quarter of a cup, there is already chalachiyav of mashenenis. That's what the Yamshel Shloime says. The Nachlas Dovid says, he doesn't understand. He says, who became? He says the chiyu tashlumen of mashen enes is on the bailam. The bailam didn't have a law from the sachila. It became a chuyiv already. He says the zachiyu mashen enes, I mean, if I had a law from that, what lemaisa he time is, I don't have a law from the sachila. Would have stopped them, or could have been a sandwich. But it didn't stop them. They ate further. So this achila, I didn't derive any benefit from this achila. I mean, so would have stopped them. It wouldn't be matzik. Then it's lamayni gavo. But this, I didn't gain anything from this achila. So he's chaylik on the Yamshel Shloime. He holds your pota. Zok the gemara vayta. Omalei achizde lami balchomet. Vayhavis gabom be'ute. Avchizda approached Shlomi Bar Chome. You were not here last night. Betruma. We'll see in Rashi to Pshat in the Truma. The boy long mili mal Yosef. That's all the good to Zachen gesagt in Beis Medrash. Why did you miss? Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Betruma, so I think, according to this pshat in Rashi, it's a loshen kasha, I think. That means one day he bound him the kapschus. He told him, you weren't in the tchum that you were able to come to the Beis Medrash. He's a cover slaying Shatuch Halovoy. I think it's the Loshan Kushi. Lishna Achine, Bitchumo, Bibes HaMedrash, Lishen Shamati. Second Loshan, Tchumo means Bibes HaMedrash, and let us look at the right side of the Gemara. Perish Bibes HaMedrash, Shehu Tchumo Shel Toivo. you weren't in the tchum of Torah, which is the Beis HaMedrash. Now, I think Rashi means as follows, that the tchum, usually the tchum is the furthermost mokim that a person can go to. That's the tchum. I mean, I have a tchum, I can go till here. So that's what he meant to say, that the furthermost dalge in Lima da Teire one can acquire in the Beis Medrash. That's the epitome of Yediyas HaTeire. So you did not reach this. The Havas B'Tchuma, you weren't in the Beis Medrash. That's the Tchum Shel Teire. That's the highest dalge of Teire that one can get. And you weren't there. You missed it. I think that is pshat. And it's a very, like to say, over a lotion of a marsho. The marsho on the same page of Godel, Masech Peshabit, that the marsho ends Pelik Lal Godel as follows. Mikan Atzoyta Pelik Loi Roisi Lahalis Al Seifa Mechidushi Alochis. It's a few blocks before the end of the Perek. I didn't write any Chidush Alochis. Nei Sheloi Lomati Oz Be Yeshiva V'yaisi V'yirid Lublin. So the Masho is telling us that if you see there's missing a few Chidush Alochis the last the Mikan and Seifa Perek, I didn't learn in yeshiva, because I wasn't the yirid. So what is the Masha telling us? Did he have chedushim or didn't he have chedushim? If he didn't have chedushim, so this blood, he doesn't have chedushim, so my male was. So I say he did have chedushim. Going on the yirid and the didn't have chedushim. But he felt these chedushim are not loy to be printed in Chidushi Alochis. Chidushi Alochis, you need Chidushim that were learned in the yeshiva. These Chidushim were not Nishadosh in the yeshiva. It was Nishadosh in the Yerid, but not Yeshivish in Chidushim. So Memela, that's the type could be Tchuma. Tchuma means, this is the Tchuma of Avone, the Tchuma of Yediyah is, in Beit Medrash, you weren't in the Tchuma. Let's go further. The boy long mili mal yosef. We clear very, very shame about it. Oma my mili mal yosef. That was the thing that he clear. Oma lei hadol v'chotza chaveiroi shaloi midatoi. Someone is living in Yenem's chotza without his knowledge. Tzorich lahalish loichar oi ein tzorich. Yes to pay, yes or no. So yes, what's the shayla? Ilein me bechotzer doloi kaima la'agre v'gavre doloi ovid l'mega. This is a chotzer that is never rented out. And this is a person who never rents houses. He doesn't rent. He has his own house. He passed by the chotzer and he was failed to go to his house. It's 2 blocks down. So he decided to sleep in the chotzer. But he's a person that will not pay. He never paid rent in his life for a house. He doesn't. He has his own house. So memele zeh loy nene v'zeh loy chotzer. There's no anos moment. He didn't derive any benefit from sleeping in or living in your chotzer. He has his own chotzer. So there's no anos moment. And Zeloi chotzer, and the owner of the chotzer did not lose anything because he never rented it out. So no shy. אלא בחוץ זה קיימה לאגרי וגברי ועובד למגר. If we're speaking about a person, he doesn't have his own house. Wherever he goes, he has to rent a dinner. And your chotzer is oimed to rent out. And this person went into the chotzer without shaloi b'idiyas b'ala chotzer, and he was there. And there were 20 people that wanted to rent this chotzer, but they see someone there already, so they didn't rent. Lebachotz of the kaima la'agre v'gavah v'ovid l'megir z'enen v'zechos of sad poshni yesterday. No shy l'abah. Z'chatviyah m'omeni gaboch. That means you used my facilities, which are aimed to be rented, and normally you rent this, so now z'chatviyah m'omeni gaboch. Because you use my facilities, that's why you want to party yourself, okay? Leitzriche, so the shayla was, b'chotza de leikaima la'agro, b'gavra de obid l'meikim. We're speaking about a chotza de leikaima la'agro. That means, the ba'la chotza, normally, does not rent out his house. But he's a person that normally rents houses. My motzi omalei, my chesal ticho. Can he tell them, what did you lose? You wouldn't have rented out five aside. So memele, I wasn't machasi you anything. So memele, so I don't have to pay you. I do me motzi oma. The Baal HaChotza can tell him, oh, you sound it, what do you mean? You derive an no-shell moment. I mean, so you rent houses. So he took my house, gone to my house, Shaloi Bishus, and you live there at night. You have a no. So, but maybe, normally, in where, all over where you go, you pay for your dealer. So Rav Chisda was telling him this was the pupil we closed in the next marriage. Om alei masnisini. The Mishnah. Not from the Mishnah. That's Shrekler, he says. But they have a whole pupil in the next marriage. From Alonzo Shachakira, the Mishnah. Hai masnisini. Om alei lechite shamishli. I won't, if you'll be mishamish me, then I'll tell you which mishnah. If not, I won't tell you. So the Rav Shimon, Nagdomet, Shara Yosha, says pshat as follows. Something that needs Ian Viagia. And I'll tell this over to someone. Is Toli Iker Hadova Ima Mislamin Mamin Bemailas Hamelamcha. That means that a Rebbe or a Melamed will tell a Mislamed something. That al mishkol rishon, you don't hear it. But if you'll be mamik, you'll be able to understand. Oh. So if im lo yoven barishon, if he understands that the melamed is a rizik et alakoch, and he told him over something, he doesn't understand it. Is yitla achasolon da'atmai, so say, I don't understand it. My comprehension. That's lacking. The Yosef oimitz liyages atzmai, so we'll try to butcher this. But os yomim b'chayim, then eventually you'll understand it. Avol im divrei ha-melamdei kalem b'einot. But if the melamed that's telling him something, he says a svore. Now, from the whole story, it would seem Rav Chisda was not a Talmud of Rami Bar Chama. The Kedah was telling him, oh, did you miss something yesterday? We have such a, was in the base measure, such a thing. So it seems they were Chaveirim. Now, so Rami Bar Chama realized, I'll tell you something else, Chaveir, you won't have what I'm telling you, so it's not worthwhile telling. If you'll be Machniya yourself, the Torah's Talmud, so then I'll tell you. No. So he wanted to talk, figure out what the Mishnah's what the Rai is. Shokal Sutre Torahle. So he went. He went and he folded his Sudha. This is the Vaisen from our previous Talmud Lanav. Omalei imnenis mishalemis mashenem. Told him, a Mishnah. Oh, Mishnah says, imnenis mishalemis mashenem. Oh, that is the Vaisen that he's understood the Raya and the Mishnah. Oh, talk about the Mishnah. Omar Rabbi, so Rabbi said, Kamo loy choli loy margish gavro le morei sayin. A person that has hiyata d'shmaya, he has mordik his hiyata d'shmaya, the avol gavro loy domi le masnisa. Kiblo minei, he taught what am I? He's calling a shayla zanen a mizelay chosra. He called the shayla with the pay, not with the pay. He told him a raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is zanen a mizelay chosra. I mean, what's the raya from the Mishnah? The Mishnah is zanen a mizelay chosra. Da'af agav deloy domi lemas nisim, kiblo minei. Hai zanen a Bizer chosa. Aizenene bizer loy chosa. We'll stop here, the Bible. So, Kaponim, that was the vice place. That was a very bot meraya that he brought in, and Rav Chisda was mekabel. Gaburhe was holding by this member of Rob, I once heard that the Friedrich Square Rebbe, the final of Roche, said, Pshat in this member of the Grosche face, it's an andere Deutsch. Kamo loicholi, cause man, a person, does not become sick. Leimargish gavro de moreisai. It's caused by the person isn't sick. How are things going? Nothing's wrong. When the head hurts, or when the foot hurts, and he can't walk, then all of a sudden he's mad. Oh, what? So when he walks, when his head doesn't hurt him, then he sees. Then he realizes how much the Rabbeinu Shalom is helping him, but he realizes only when he gets sick. Kama loy choli, because man is not sick, but loy magish kabu with the bone inside. No kapod. That's a siddish attach. Zot Rashi. Prisanis. Now what Rashi before. Let's see all the Rashi's on the middle. Name of the Chotza, the Loikai, the La Agra, the Gavra, the Lord of the Mega, Zeloi Neme, the Zeloi Chosa, the Ovid, the Mega, Zeshe, Dolko, Isa, Chotza, in the Hosa, Liska, Chatzens, he never rents Chatzens, which would seem like bottom Mahasho. People lent him, he doesn't have to go and rent, people lent him, oh yes, they buy his Achi, it's his own house. Zeloi nene, lo shrikele batim bechina, bezeloi chosot lo ikai melagir, pshita the pota. Zeloi shroilo liska bayis hachi, we have to rent out a house, bezel chosot. Chatzeri kai melahaskir, ahave megel achini, we have rented it out. Lo ikai melagir, vegabra dovid lo megin, ahave lei zenene, bezeloi chosot. Mai chesar ticho, you wouldn't have, what was a mechasi, you wouldn't have rented it outside. Paisanis, the e, la, chotzo, the d, amasoiger achine, you would have rented another chotzo, some amele. Ritishamishli, shitishamsheni, shimush echod, aymolo. Koch lei sudra, people lei sudra, shloi polden et sudra, shalemes, alme, bosa, hanoz, you look at the noz that he do out. Gavre de mori saye, romi pacham, dacha gomno lei domi, ahi boi le masnisi. Kiblo rav chizde, minei, loi oisvei mitu. Chizde was mekabel. Let us see Tosfos. Ze einay nene, ze nene b'ze ein chosavu. If he's loyovid lemega, yeah. So Tosfos says, afilu b'chotzer v'kayim b'la'agir, v'gavre d'loyovid lemega. That'll be, the mother doesn't mention this case. Achotzer dekayim b'lagir, this person rents it out. The chotzer, but he's a person that never rents. Habimotzer l'maisen mod could have said a bigger chiddush to put it. Even shaloi nene, since he's not nene. Aval pi shegoram hefsed l'chavei. He's Goyim Hefsid. Now he wasn't the Chotzer. So Yena couldn't rent it out. So Tyson says that Philo Girish Chaveva in the Jason. And Philo, I'll kick you out of your house. Then Noah Velas Bepono, and I'll lock the door. Angel Lakoma Baumet. This is not a Mazik. This is the Batul Kisei Shal Chaveva. That means I go to your store and I put a padlock on your store so you can't do business. So finished. I wasn't mafik anything. I was going to that you can't use your store. This is a grom of alma. So Memele, if he's Einoi Nene, it won't be Achiv als the Chesonet. Because I'll take a soul alone and say, go. Zenene vizechosahu. The chos ma sheroyim ezerim and bebesoi in the bachim in the lahaskil. So that means that he's a chosah because of my deal. But I'm ain't a nene. Now I'm here. This is Zenem and Zechos. Here, this is Zenem and Zechos. So the Gemara said that that's the shayla. Zeh nene v'zeh lo yichoso. There's a smaller to say you weren't in exile, or ha'ishanus. Like Tosfos, afilu l'man d'oma v'perikamet v'vavashle, koyten oisoy al midas noim, v'yavino lei achad mitzvah. The machloikis v'vavashle, afilu beiz v'metay, rabim rabiyos. Rabbi, the machloikis is as follows. Machloikis is that there was, let's say, a father left over the Yerusha, two fields, a Tzofen field and a Dorm field. Now, the two brothers, Reuben and Shimon, and Reuben has his private field next to the Tzofen field. And the Meiler, so Reuben Tainis, said, give me the Tzofen field, because I'll derive a lot of benefit. Now the two fields will be together, so I'll have a lot of benefit from the Tzofen field. Look at the Dorm field. The skate there on is a difference between the Tzofen field and the Dorm field. There's no chilek. They're both are two equal fields. For me, it's a lot. So Rabbi says, Koifin al midas noim. That means we tell Shimon, give it him. What is Shimon time? Shimon is time in Ayavas Chus Goyal. And like this, when we divide fields, so we make a Goyal. We'll get the Tzot, we'll get the Dom. Ayavas Chus Goyal. I don't want to be Mavat and I'm Ayavas Chus Goyal. So Rabbi, my field is no difference really. And the Reuben is then of Zelechos. So it's Kaifan on me this time. So for Kev. So Retach Taismis. So we see by Zenen of Zelechos. That's me this time. Kaifan on me this time. Can't be a Steinik. We do not let such an anhog to exist. Like Tachtaisa, so according to Rabbi, what's this though? That's true, this person always rents a chotzer, Reuben always rents a chotzer, but you never rent it out. What's gave him on the Reuben's left field? What's gave him up? You don't rent it out, you're not renting it out. And Reuben's having a nose, it's a man, it is a loy chosah. But should be koifin on me this way. So my mele, so according to Rabbi, what is the shine? V'yavina lay achad mitzvah. So let's say also the same thing. What do you want from him? Let him ever know. The Taisa says, Shaini hoche, sho yeyochel, lemonoi, mitchile, milote, v'neisa. So Taisa says, this is a different sugya now. Here, he could have prevented him from living there. Now, let's elaborate a little. This Taisa is far from poshut. Let's elaborate. Before we say Pshat and Tosfos, let us just realize that Tosfos is saying the Chiddush. There's a Shitas Rabiyo, but Rabiyo says, you hold like Tosfos Kasha, and Rabiyo says that if I can come to someone, he has a house that's empty for the last 10 years, I rent, I always rent, I come to the house, an empty house. I come to the house, I want to live here in the house. So the owner told me, no, I don't want you to live. Shop you to Bezin,
Ведь не давала кайфа медистой. Рабьяла Бутиемисты за один кайфом. Подми на вам, подсрыщись. Отстань, кайф на медистой. Just like that, Rabbi said on the day, what do you mean you don't want to let him take the self and dig your calc? That's a hishes. That's type going from this time. Taismith says not like the Rabbi Yod. A person will have a din Torah on such a scenario that Shimon wants to live in Reuben's house and Reuben says no. I don't want to let you live in my house. Shimon cannot slap Reuben that din Torah. I can say I don't want you to live in my house. So now let's understand this. Why not? So there are two mahalchim how to understand Pshat and Tosfos. There's one mahalach that I'm not mechuyev to let you use my chatez. I'm not mechuyev. There is a fine line where Stein starts and where it's before Stein. The Nemuki Yosef says in our sugya, to use my thing, I should, you're coming, I don't think of your chishboinis. I'm not mechuyev to let you use my thing. Period. Over there, you had a schus to quiet itself and conquer with a girdle. Nothing is yours. You have a right for a girdle. So we say we're about on the schus girdle. That's a midas night. Was gate enough to take the dome calcul if he can ever know. So we mevat in Yisus Goyim. But if something is yours already, you have no clear to me to tell me I should let you use my thing. That's one mahalo. There's another mahalach, but that's not true. In mechuyev to, it's also stay. And someone once brought a raya, about Taisvus and Kedushin. Taisvus and Kedushin, Rav Chof says, that kol akoyne eved ivri, koyne odin la'atzma. It says, ki toib la'imach, toib la'imach. So Taisi says, why is it called Odoi La'atzmai? If she says Odoi, why is he an Odoi better than me? He has to be like you. So Taisi says as follows, let's say there's one pillow. So if I'll sleep on the pillow, he won't sleep on the pillow. He's not equal to me. Right. So I'll say, so we both won't sleep on the pillow. So Taisa says, that's me this time. That's me this time. Why can't he sleep on the pillow if you're not sleeping on the pillow? So maybe you have to give him the pillow. So from Taisa we see Lachayre, not like we're saying now, like the Mukiyah said. I don't want to let him use my pillow. If I use it, I'm better than him. So I also won't use it. I have to let him use it. Taisa doesn't mean his name. If you're not sleeping on, you should let him sleep. But Kaponim from Taisa, someone was born an eye from Taisa's and Kedusha. Not like we're saying that. There's another Mahalach that the Neidib Yudha says, and the Shita said Taisa, a Moshe Nachman says this in the words Moshe. You want to sleep in my house. Huh? I wanted to get rent. You didn't get rent till now. So, what's this? I want you, if a person comes to me now, for the last 30 years I didn't rent out my house, he comes to me, I want to sleep in your house for free. But number one, you should pay me rent. I'm entitled to take rent for my facilities. So pshat is, so what I did for 30 years is none of your business. You want to sleep in? Pay me rent. I want rent from you. So therefore, you can't force me to use my facilities without paying for it. It's something that there is a reva. There is something that there's a reva that I could derive from my moment, and I'm not mechuyev to be mevat on this reva. Even though I didn't derive benefit from this reva till now. But now I can demand this reva. So now, let us understand Tosfos. So Tosfos is finished on this first kasha of Rabbi. So now let's understand the tenets of Tosfos. So according to the first Mahalach, we hear two Mahalachim in Tosfos. According to the first Mahalach in Tosfos, Tosfos had asked the kasha, just like Rabbi holds that we can force Shimon to take the Dolim Soder. So the Dol can force the Baal HaChotzer to let him live there. That was Tosfos Kasha. Just like I can force you to be Mevater on your Schus Goyu, so I can force, so there's a thing that the dog, the one who wants to live there, can force him to let him use his house. That was Tosfos Kasha. So the Mele, so finished. I can force you to let me use your house. So so you have to let me use your house for free. And that Tosfos said, no, there's a big chilek. I can force you to move about on this chuzgayu, but I can't force you to live in my facilities, according to the first mahalach. So what is the shaila of our gemara? So then the shaila of our gemara is as follows. So Abul Maisi, he lived there already. So now the shaila is, so you can learn two ways. You can learn, but since if you wouldn't have lived there, you wouldn't have had any money side, because you were not up to renting it. So it's a midas daim to demand schiles, because he was not up to renting it. Or maybe not. It was a person living here who pays schiles. So why shouldn't I have the opportunity? So that, according to the first Mahalach and Tosfos, that's what Tosfos is answering. Tosfos had understood that I could force you to let me live in your house for you. Just like Rabba holds, I can force you to be Mavat on the Sluskar. So Tosfos says there's no forcing, but it could be the Mahalachis is vital. Is it now a midas daim to demand schiles? Either you say it is midas daim because you are not renting it, so was kentsenish pashtayim that I live there for free? Or no, if you live there and I have an opportunity to get schiles from you. According to the second Mahalach, you can say the Shaila is as follows. I mean, if he asked me to live here, I'm not mechuyev to let him live because I can be tibayis chiras. But since he didn't ask me and I didn't prevent him, And he didn't say he wants to rent it out. So it could be on the Etzem Dire, there's a Tviyalota boy. Those guys probably described. So it could be, he says, the Lechayra we can learn to wave out. If we'll learn that if someone comes to the Bala Chotzer and asks him, I want to live in your house. So he says, no, I don't want to give it to you. Why? Because I want to rent it. I want to rent it to you. You never rented it. No, that's what I never rented it does not mean that now I want to rent it. So therefore there's no thing fee I should give it to you for free because now I want to rent. So now we can learn the Shailas as follows. He didn't come to it. He lived there already. Lamaisa, you didn't rent it out. So now we're back to Christ. I mean, this time to me, you could come with a time I want to rent it to you, but you never came with that time. Then. So now it's right to be this time. Or it could be, since Lechatchila, I could stop you to live in the house, because I could demand schiris. With the Yevet, I can mount the schiris after you live there. So these are perhaps the two mahalchim to understand.